Sir Arjun, I find myself full of energy when engaging in things that aren't beneficial for me, but surprisingly lazy when it comes to activities that are generally advantageous. It's not a lack of energy, rather I seem to misdirect it. Why is this the case? Why can't I channel this energy towards achieving Nibbana, which is the ultimate source of true benefit?
Because that energy is based on sensuality. Same, I mean, why is it easier to not keep the precepts and go out and party and not work hard and not save money but spend everything? And because it's less resistance. It means it's easier to have energy and inspiration to do it. So it's going to hurt initially. Same. Try installing any discipline in your life from a non-disciplined behavior point of view, you're going to suffer initially. What that person seems to be asking is, how can I, having not been disciplined, become disciplined and have the same type of non-disciplined inspiration for developing of my discipline? And that's just contradiction in terms. First, you're going to suffer on account of giving up your undisciplined ways and intoxications. You're going to have some withdrawal symptoms, yeah. Then, if you would have established yourself in that, then discipline and paths of more resistance that require more effort but have a greater reward, they will become easier. You will be actually inspired to do it. That's why even the Buddha in the Sutta says that he experienced tireless energy only after he has completely surmounted unwholesome thoughts. When he stopped giving in to unwholesome actions by body, speech, and then mentally, when he only thought good thoughts, that he only allowed thoughts that were rooted in wholesome intentions, then he had a tireless energy and inspiration when he's completely withdrawn himself from unwholesome states. And when you think about it, that is the true type of effortlessness. When you establish yourself in that balanced state of withdrawal from unwholesome. Because even sensuality requires effort. It's just that cherry on top of the cake masks the fact that you are still working hard and sweating and enduring on account of it. You don't see that, because all you see is the carrot in front of you. You don't see the whip, the burden you have to carry, the implications. Only later when you have eaten the carrot. So the point is, you recognize that even that is not effortless. It's actually, although you might be inspired and full of energy, it's quite a kind of arduous task to do it. The only true effortlessness is when you are withdrawn from unwholesome. There is no more burden pressuring you. Then that's just completely unobstructed energy left. Because there's nothing pressuring it from left to right.
And there's this kind of a quote I found regarding this question. It says, the benefits that come from renunciation of sensuality far surpass the difficulties one encounters in doing so.
Yeah, exactly.
Conversely, pursuing sensuality for the fleeting pleasures it offers pales in comparison to the immense hardships it brings upon oneself.
Yeah. If you think about it, like, entire people's lives, you know, for decades, are the result of their central cravings of the immediate nature. Well, I want this or that, and they end up enduring on account of it for years, or endlessly, till the end of their life, if they have accumulated too much that they can't just shake off now, their burden. Everything from, like, family, children, duty, task, work, pressure, stress. All of that is the result of you wanting to have access to as much sensuality as possible.
Which do you ever have?
Which was never enough, obviously, but again, you fall prey of your own kind of lack of reasoning, really, and discipline. Like, you can reason all you want, but unless you start applying this, it's not gonna work. But that's the point. Even people that have recognized, if they give up the immediate seeking of the immediate gratification, careless gratification, what used to be uninspiring, hard thing to do, they'll start to enjoy this. They'll enjoy doing crafts or manual labor and so on.
But they're giving up
because the mind has sort of dried up from that expectation of immediate reward and gratification that comes on a kind of quick sense engagement pleasure. But if you keep going that way, that expectation builds up, and then even the most mundane things, such as sitting doing nothing and breathing, will become intolerable.
A difficult task.
It will be boring, like depression. You will not be able to bear it unless it's that level of immediate gratifying. But if you start withdrawing from it, you know, stuff that was kind of unimaginable to do, like, oh, I could never sit and learn how to do this and be so patient or deal with the boredom, or just, as I said, mundanely learn how to do a craft that takes years to develop. That will become pure pleasure to do if you're withdrawn from that immediate, or from that expectations for immediate gratification and immediate pleasure. So it's like, again, untrained animal, if you let it run loose and wild, it will only get wilder. If you start containing it, restraining it, directing it rightly, it will tame down, which means the wild ways would now be harder to do.
So initially, that renunciation is seemingly very difficult,
exactly.
A major hardship,
exactly.
But then
exactly.
Very quickly you get the pleasure from it, which far surpasses that, yeah. You know, makes that hardship seem
and surpasses it because
very cheap,
like
so.
It because it offers you what you always fundamentally seek, which is peace, which is equilibrium, which is imperturbability. That's why people chase the essential desires, because that is the implication there is that once you get what you want, you will be satisfied, i.e. peaceful. You will be evened out and at ease. But if you try to get the peace through the desires, it's not only very fleeting, it's not even peace to begin with. It's really more like just fatigue as a result of pursuit of that desire. That's now been sort of annulled quickly, and you are left with that same kind of, So for now, I'm peaceful, relatively, because I can't be bothered because I'm too tired, basically. But then when the itch appears again, when the pressure comes again, you have no other recourse than to give into it and try to find ways of scratching it and appeasing it. Which means you're constantly yoked and pulled and pressured. So you know the true peace then is to not be pressured by that desire to begin with. And again, we're speaking colloquially, not even from the point of view of, you know, serious commitment to the Dhamma practice and so on. Even if you're not interested in pursuing the teaching of the Buddha and so on, if you actually invest effort in taming your desires and gaining some self-control when it comes to it, you're going to have a more peaceful mind, factually. You're going to have a less rebellious mind, less irrational mind, less anxious mind. And then tasks, duties, things that life kind of causes that you have to deal with will not be as overwhelming, because you will not shy away from duty or, as I said, difficult things that take time to perform and patience to get results and so on.
Because you're already peaceful.
Because you're already, exactly, you're already have ceased to value that instant gratification. Mm. So if there is no immediate reward, I can't do this. That expectation has been built up through your carelessness. In same way, that expectation can be undone through your carefully attending and investing effort and discipline.